This is KUT. After hours of debate last night, the Austin City Council gave final approval to one of this year's most divisive zoning cases, the Austin Oaks Planned Unit Development. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The Austin Oaks Planned Unit Development, or PUD, will bring new housing, retail, office space, and parkland to the neighborhood near Spicewood Springs and Mopac. Last night's vote by council was split 8-2. Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo and Councilmember Allison Alter voted against the rezoning. Alter says the new development could threaten existing affordable housing.
We can't take credit for what some will call a good development without accepting the responsibility on the other side, and I hope that we're prepared to work together to deal with the consequences of this PUD on the affordable housing in the surrounding neighborhood.
PUD cases are notoriously contentious affairs at City Hall because they grant developers an ambitious zoning designation. PUDs are sort of like custom zoning for developments that don't fit just one land use category. In exchange, the development is expected to offer a public benefit, like affordable housing. John Ruff is with the Austin Oaks developer, the Dallas-based Spire Realty Group. He said their initial intent was not to seek PUD zoning, but Ruff thinks it offers a chance to meet the growing demand for housing.
Austin matured much faster than anyone in my industry could have imagined, and there was, and really still is not, enough product to support the growth and result in demand.
As part of its PUD zoning, Austin Oaks is required to include affordable housing units. Councilmember Greg Kassar introduced an amendment requiring a percentage of that housing to be collected in fees as opposed to being automatically built on site. That money will go to the city's Affordable Housing Trust Fund, allowing the city to put it toward building units elsewhere within the vicinity of the PUD.
So this does not create any additional benefit for the developer. This is solely creating more options for the city.
After the final vote, Councilmember Allison Alter also voiced her desire to mend strained relationships with neighbors who have been divided on the case. She added that the PUD approval process is, quote, broken and needs to be changed. Several other council members agreed to work with her on that effort. Saida Hassan, KUT News.